What's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of the MV podcast, the Melanin Wave podcast. I'm your host, Monica.
I'm Remy.
And I'm Jean. Body leaky, melanin do chin, yakuna
bleaching. Black is beautiful, you're not teaching. What's that look? That you guys
what
are
did you call
me
it
there?
At the MV podcast?
The MV podcasts, like the melanin wave.
Ish, I was thinking it's more like Mitavit to podcast.
It can be.
Yeah, depends on the region speaks without a mouth guard.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. So what's up, guys? A brand new week. Ebu, let me see. Ebu, show us. Yeah. That part is
really Aki, do you remember that? There's a lotion you recommended for us. What was that lotion?
Lies.
Imagine it didn't work on Monica.
Aki, me, I'm telling you, I'm flaking like a damn fish. It's not working.
Her legs are like
my
really
legs
like
are
scaly.
Pararying. Yes.
Come, I give you my mkorogo.
You have a mkorogo?
I have a mkorogo. Then you'll go smelling like I don't know what.
Now, apart from
onions.
That lotion that you recommended, now you have a mkorogo.
Now I have a master of everything. The one that we put like this from here to here is all natural.
It's all natural. Way. Hey?
Are you willing to take the risk, Monica?
I am very willing. I'm very willing. Today at work, actually, before I forget, we were talking about the Dubai girls. What are they called? Tui. The porta sijui who?
Poti girls.
Yeah. So we were saying, depending on how much money they make, would anybody consider doing it?
No, hell no. I would first of all vomit until I die. Like, I'll
be dead.
You
would vomit.
You'll choke on your own vomit before it even comes out. Like, because now, literally. You know, whatever they are doing to your mouth is blocking your mouth. So, Aki, you vomit. Where is the vomit going? You'll choke on your own vomit. So, we were telling this one girl, I was telling her, hey, me, depending on how much they are paying, so imagine working once a week. So, you say you're only going to work for 1 year. And then imagine you retire. Depending on how much money you're making, imagine you just do it and then you retire. Do it for 1 year and then you retire. See, it's
eating
fine.
Shit
so
for
be
1 year.
Washing your mouth.
Damn.
So you'll be washing your mouth. Quoting how many times you have to
so
vomit. How many times
will you be even sane after that to continue to enjoy your money?
I will try.
Not the thing.
I will try to enjoy my money.
I mean, if I cannot think of eating cow dung. We eat everything in a cow. Like, why the hell would I be even thinking about human feces? Like, no. Or even chicken
feces. But honestly, you guys, jokes aside, can you imagine me? What got me? They even take laxatives. So that now these like their bowel movement can be as fine.
Now, since the two of you are so woke, are you woke about this also?
Fuck that shit, man.
See?
Okay, the thing is, no. I mean, I don't understand it and I don't, but you do it if you want. I hope they're not being coerced. Like, and not like out of desperation.
But
because
you see,
I'm trying to think
first
why.
Of all, if you think there is if you think about the definition of human trafficking, there's the means, like, so you've transported somebody from one place to another, you've told them I'm taking you on a trip to Dubai, all expenses paid and blah, blah, blah. There's deceit. Like, you've not told them what they're coming there to do.
Yeah.
You understand?
That's
like,
why it's
for
so
me,
wrong.
I just feel like it's so wrong in so many levels. And then you're telling somebody, if you don't do it, then you're on your own. Like, bye-bye. This person came there under false pretense. Like, they didn't know what they were going to be up to.
Exactly. And I think that's where it all starts. I mean, it's wrong already from the word go. Because if it's clearly written on paper, what's happening?
You have terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions. I have a safe word. If I don't want, you take me back.
What safe word when there's shit in your mouth?
No. You see, at that point, that when someone makes that decision, then it's out of their, you get, it's their decision. It's a free choice they have made.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, all jokes aside, so now this one chick was saying, hey, she'd rather have sex for money rather than having someone shit in your mouth. I don't know, but that's like you said, Jen, I hope they're not doing it out of desperation. But you know what? It's okay. It's okay, baby girl. If you find that exciting, why not?
And me, I'm okay with out of desperation also. I am very fine with that. Like, out of desperation, I've decided being to do coerced, this. But the fact that they are not being told from the get-go, and then you're given a choice at the end, and what kind of choice is that? Like, you leave and find your way back. That's not a choice, you know? Like...
Kwanza, there's this one video I saw. Akina kwambia, that image is just stuck in my head.
Kuna like, I can't unsee
like, it. I followed this thread on Twitter and then I opened it. I regretted it immediately. I don't even know what I was expecting, but that video was bad. Bad.
Yeah.
It was very bad. But anyway, so moving on swiftly. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
That's good.
I don't think I have any stories this week.
Hey.
Aki, do you know, sometimes I always feel like something happens in the middle, like, you know, before we record somewhere in the week. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, hey, this story I cannot tell. I have to save it. So I have some stories for this. And I'm thinking, I'm saving to people I talk to every day. Like, it's not even, sometimes, So I think I've been told
sometimes
on my stories.
I wonder, when my life is not so eventful, because I feel like I usually don't have things to say, but then I noticed something happens, like maybe I'm at work or I'm just somewhere doing something happens, but immediately after I leave that place, I have forgotten what has happened, unless it's something that I'm thinking about it after. But hey, I think my life is also very eventful. It's just that I usually don't keep these stories in my head, you guys.
Okay, we accept. It's you have an eventful life.
Yeah.
When you go back to work the following day and someone asks you what happened today, like yesterday, and you're like, I don't know. And they're like, but you are here. And even if you're shocked, I was. Because you have no idea what happened. Like, you have forgotten. See, this is a new day. Yeah, Jane.
Yeah, Jane.
Like, you have something
to last five some minutes. Crazy story.
No, you people just disgusted me the last 5 minutes. I was having a good day and now I'm not talking about shit, like, seriously. My week was busy. Oh my god, this week has just gone. Phew. But today, if I had a bottle of 700 grapes, I would take three sips of it.
You take three grapes.
That many. Not even like a half. Not even half a grape. I think you're pushing it.
To celebrate, you know? Like, I'm very happy. We've reached many targets. This week, I'm so proud of myself. Yeah, we went to the shop with my son for Friday shopping. And then I told him today, Mama is going to drink beer. And he looks at me, he's like, what? So I take a can of beer and I put it in the thing that people carry in the shop.
Shopping carts.
And the boy is like, but Mama, you can't drink that. I'm like, why not? I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drink it all. No, but utachanganyikiwa. You're going to get what is kuchanganyikiwa?
Confused.
Mixed up. Confused.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to buy it. So we walk,
mm-hmm.
and as we are heading towards the end of the shop, the boy takes the beer and runs back, puts it back.
Are you joking?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's the teachings you've been giving him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now it's coming to bite you in the ass, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Are the teachings but coming course, back?
Mm-hmm. We all know I would have bought the beer and then it would be staying in the fridge.
I've gotten expired.
Yeah.
No, you'd have opened it, Jane, taken two sips, and then your feet swell, and then you throw the rest. The rest is...
But you know, when I was expectant, there was a period there in December, I started having cravings for La Pinculta. Not any other beer, but cold La Pinculta. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy because I would go to the shop, like the supermarket, pass by that aisle, take a Lapinculta, look at it, and think, me, I'm going to drink this thing. Then I put it back. I walk. So one day I decided, one beer will not kill my child. So I took the Lapinculta and I walked and I went to the house. I opened the beer. I tasted it and oh my God, it was disgusting.
Oh God.
Like, you know that you have a climax and then it just comes down like,
mm-hmm.
It was disgusting. I just thought like, what was this? Yeah.
Yeah. Life is full of disappointments.
I know. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Oy.
Yeah. The other day, I was having a conversation with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me if I would want another child. Like,
ooh.
And I said, no, not at all. Like, mm-hmm. And then she was like, what if you met like the right guy and he, you know, he wants to have more kids with you? I mean, you're young. And I'm thinking, no, I don't want any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes like, yeah, but have you thought, like, really, if you meet somebody and what? Okay, then she asked, if the guy has kids, then how would I take it? And I'm like, yeah, I'd be cool with that. Like, it's fine. Mm. If he has his own children, it's okay. Me, I have mine and we are fine.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, yeah, but like she kept on pushing the thing about me having kids with somebody else, and I'm like, no, I wouldn't want. And then I told, and then she's like, yeah, but what if you are married? I'm like, hey, listen, I'm not getting married to anyone, not now, and probably not ever. Like, and she was like, are you serious? I was like, yeah. And then, so I gave her the conversation that we were having about, you know, just wanting to live your life
separately
with someone,
okay, but together,
you're not,
but separately,
you know, everyone is having their own life, but you're still together and having the time of your life. And then she starts telling me now of a mutual friend that we have who's been looking for someone for the longest time, and she has this particular guy who adores her. Like, this guy has been the rebound for many years. So he lives all by himself. He has a life, you know, and his life goes on. And every time this girl will meet somebody and they break up, she'll go back to this guy and the guy will wipe the tears and wipe other places.
Among other things.
Amongst other things.
Amongst other things, you know? And this guy wants to be with this lady, but he doesn't want the marriage. He doesn't want the whole thing. He just wants them to be, like, you know. And this lady is not
committed
understanding.
Committed to each,
like,
other, but not at that whole,
that whole shenanigans of living together and blah, blah, blah. And this girl is thinking, this man doesn't love me because he doesn't want to make it official, like, marry me. Like, every time we have that conversation, like, he doesn't want, the guy wants to travel around the world with this lady, And this chick is just not getting, like, why wouldn't he marry me? And I was like, damn, I think we should be having this conversation more. Like, we are also different. And there's nothing wrong with enjoying your time with somebody else differently from the traditional, what is expected of you as a woman.
The norms, societal norms.
Yeah.
Because it's not even traditional, it's what society has decided. This is how it's supposed to be.
This is how a relationship to look, should look like. A successful relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and I really felt bad for her because most probably she's missing out on something good.
Yes.
In search for, I don't know, in search of what? A myth or, I don't know, should I call it a myth or should I call it a storyline, probably? Like she's following
a fairy script.
Yeah, a fairy tale that would probably just end up in tears, you know. And when I think about it even more, I think the older you get, the more you lean more to that side of, you know, I want my own life. You know?
True.
Yeah.
And I think maybe she's, what would you call it? She's not, would you say closed her eyes or like she doesn't want to imagine that you can be loved in a different way. She just knows you can only be loved in this way, following these steps. You know, she doesn't want to give that other kind of nini and a chance.
Yeah.
I think so.
Which is sad. Yeah.
You know, it's very sad. Yeah. But I want to
But of course, there are people who like, you know, you want to live with someone. You know, you don't want to live alone. It might be also that she's that kind of person.
True.
Yeah. So maybe in that way, then they are not a match.
Like
they
connect with
someone else.
That's so sad. That's so sad because now, like, they love each other or they like each other, but it's just this one thing that is most probably gonna make them, you know, not become one thing or not experience the goodness of the relationship. You understand? Because I feel there are some people who don't know how to live alone. There are some people who don't know how to live alone. Like they can't be in a house. Actually, now this is their house. They're living all by themselves. There is no one. They have to look for someone to live with them. You understand? Because there are some people who you're quite fine with living alone. You're okay. But then there's another person. If they're not in a relationship, then it's a family member they are living with or a friend they're living with. They just can't be alone. They don't know who they are.
They're very depressed.
When they're alone. Yeah. And I think that's very dangerous. Or that's, I don't know, like looking at it, it's like, do you even know who you are without all these other people? It's like you don't know who you are. You know,
I was just thinking the same. Yeah,
it's like you need these other people to make you complete or to make you whole.
And I think it's an issue of validation. You need to be validated that you're good enough, or you need that thing of I have somebody to always validate me.
Or maybe someone to keep them nini sane. You know, like they want this company for them to feel sane because they are like, they can't handle the silence when they are by themselves, or they can't handle the idea of them being by themselves in the house.
Akiba, imagine, think of this situation that you can't be by yourself because you cannot stand your own feelings and your own thoughts and your own. What kind of irritating person are you to other people then?
Like, seriously. How are you going to handle someone? I know.
Hey, if you irritate yourself, what are you doing to another person, an outsider? What is that kind of personality doing to that person? You're probably sucking the life out of them. Like, really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Well, or is people, it just people that are thing
of seeing them there near, so then you know they are there? Like, is it some sort of insecurity?
I think it's a sort of insecurity. I think it is a sort of insecurity. Because, like, what can it be, honestly?
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, if you're not enjoying your own company, how are you going to enjoy another person's company?
I know. See, first, that you
have to know who you are as a person and get to enjoy your company before you are entertained or you entertain other people. Because most probably this person doesn't even know themselves. They don't even know who they are. Most probably. But that's quite sad. So would you guys be open to such a relationship?
Which one?
Like that one. Like, you live separately in different houses, but you're together. You have a relationship. You're committed to each other. Yeah. I think that's dope.
That is my idea. I do that.
Children, but I think in the next life, I want to live alone.
Like, for me, I am right now, like, my choice of man is the one who just will love me from there. We can do things together, but we have two different lives also. Like, like, for me, I would just, I know, and I think I have said this before, I think I will not meet that man in the next 5 years. Probably in the next 10 years.
Jane.
Nah, men, you see, the thing is, majority of people, like, go through a certain kind of life cycle. If you think of men in my age or a couple of years older, they're probably now going through their first divorce, right? Statistically.
Germany. Oui.
They're probably going through their first divorce, and they would want to try this marriage thing again. So we are talking about when they're now in their mid-40s after their second divorce. That's when they realize that, okay, maybe that's not it. Okay. So I know for sure, I'm not meeting that person.
No, you
don't,
you
say that.
Imagine, you'd be shocked.
Stop blocking those blessings.
You'd be shocked because, wait, Kwanzami, I have a question. Do men think about such things? Like, a man is thinking, oh, you know, in the next life, oh, sijuyanga I want, sijuyanga who. I'm asking this because I feel like men, please forgive me before I say what I'm about to say. I feel like men, and I'm not generalizing any of you men and whatever. Me, it's just a thinking and something that I have observed, but not from you who's listening, please, kindly. Men are like children. They want, like, I feel like when they look for wives, or for women or girlfriends. Aki, sorry. Don't drag me.
Monica, like, savage.
Like, men look for partners so that they can take care of them. Yeah, they're looking for partnership. But I feel they need some, like, a caretaker.
They want to be the caretaker or to be taken care of?
To be taken care of. By women. Because, honestly, like, you guys, do you think how many men now can be talking the way we are talking? I don't mind being in a committed relationship with a woman, but I live in my own house and they live in their own house. Not many of them, most probably.
And the thing is, I doubt they would have this kind of open conversation. And that's what I was talking about, like, the statistics, because I think, you know, there's a certain kind of timeline that people go through. And like I said, a life cycle. And, yeah, because I need to get married and be taken care of or take care of somebody or do whatever. They do it very fast in their late 20s, get divorced in their mid 30s, and then try once more so that they don't feel like losers. Try it once more or two times more, but usually it's once more. And then after that, they just become senior bachelors with 10 children. all over the place.
No, but I know that's not even a senior bachelor. That's just a failure. A senior bachelor is a man who's well in their late 30s and hook of 40s, and you've never been married and you don't have kids. All these other ones are just men in failed relationships. Fuck that shit. Senior bachelor ni mtu. Yani, huyu ni bachelor mwenye hana watoto, hajaolewa, no record of being divorced or ever atifununu. Oh, I was almost getting married. That's a senior bachelor, like a clean senior bachelor. These others are just people who are almost being grandfathers and failed relationships. They're just shit at it.
Hey, senior bachelor, if you're listening to this podcast, me, I'm looking for a senior bachelor.
Come get Jane.
Come get me. We live in different addresses and we love each other from a distance. My God.
Jane, let me ask. But would you, are you okay in this relationship? Would you be exclusive?
Yeah,
we can have a discussion about that.
Where, Monica,
exclusive.
Why are you answering?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
what did you say?
We can be very exclusive. However, for me, the thing about that thing of
it is just a simple question
life,
of yes and no, Jane.
Like I said, we can be exclusive, yes, but if you want to step out, please inform me. Please inform me, and we can even call that girl or that man for a meeting. We chambua together. You see, we are soulmates. We are friends. We love each other like deeply. Wait, I'm looking for a relationship like the one that I have with you guys. You know, like I can be myself. I can just be out there, and then now there are other benefits that come with this relationship that you guys can't give me, unfortunately. Oh, I won't like it.
Sorry.
But,
sorry.
You know, like, yeah. So it wouldn't matter, I mean, if you want to step out or I want to step out, like, we've had an honest conversation about this. We are not having any sounds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think
it's
it
very
would be
possible.
Quite nice.
I mean, not I think it is possible.
It
and
is
you will
very
get
possible.
That, what you're looking
yes.
for.
Yeah.
It is very possible.
And
imagine
don't put
fighting
a timeline on it at the youngest after, maybe after when they reach.
Don't imagine finding such a man. Oh,
because
my
because right
days.
Now you could meet someone who's 45. It doesn't mean when you are 45.
Yeah, true. You see, you have done the point. You have done it.
Monica, don't you know some senior bachelors?
I know. I can think of a few. I almost said my dad is a senior bachelor, but sorry, he's in that category.
Oh my God.
The one we...
You just said that those ones are not senior bachelors.
Those are just men who have failed relationships. Who failed in marriage. No,
and
I'm
I
laughing
think...
because of the way Jane has said you've done the points. Because in Kiswahili, he's direct translated it.
Yes. We don't use explicit language in this podcast.
Which ones?
Only
Jane is allowed to.
So, but it's very possible, Jane.
Yeah, and I think for the point for me, the moral of the story here is that it's an open relationship where we communicate. Ask and receive permission for things, you know, like not asking and receiving permission. It's not that kind of, because me, I don't want to ask for permission to go to the toilet. No. I don't want to ask for permission for anything. Guy. Or permission. Or permission for anything. No, it's not about permission. It's about.
I think it's always it's about informing someone.
Exactly.
You know, it's communicating. It's informing someone. Yeah, communicating, telling someone like, "Hey, I'm planning to go to Vasa, or I'm planning to go to the moon between these and these dates, or here and here. I'm going to go, and I don't want you to give me. I'm not asking you for permission. I'm just informing you kindly.
Informing so that like you don't make any plans of me included in them or something.
You make your own plans, but don't include me in that plan. Yeah, it's the same thing. Like I think in all relationships, you know, it's not at you're even looking for, let's say you're planning to buy something together. You're like, you know, you must have like two discussions, you know, like back and forth, like, do you like this? Do you prefer this? Like, it's not at now, at when you're doing this, it's like you're asking each other for permission. You're just communicating to someone. It's that simple. It's that communication.
But you see, yes. It becomes tricky when you're married to someone, say, and you want to change the sofa tomorrow. That's not something that you'll just wake up and remove the old sofa and throw it in the bin. Like,
yeah,
it's something you need to not only communicate but actually ask for permission, because it's both of your sofa. It's not yours. And for me, I'm thinking,
With such small things, me, I don't have a problem with it. Like, yeah, okay, we can discuss about it and, you know, ask for permission, blah, blah, blah. Because this is a shared space that we are sharing this space. It is not just your space. This is our space. So we have to discuss about it. And when that discussion is not held, it makes the other person feel you're irrelevant in this space. Honestly, like, you're very relevant. Your opinion does not matter. Like, it's someone telling you, you're just shit. In other words. So, yeah, when it comes to such small things, yeah, ni sawa kwa sababu it's a shared space. But when it comes to other things, at even how your mind is thinking, or sijui how you're making such decisions, no. That is not what coming together means. I don't think that's what coming together means.
Yeah.
I think people are, so maybe that's why we have so many senior bachelors, in Jane's words,
failed relationships.
Because people are entering these things thinking it's a dictatorship, you know. It's like my way or no other way.
The highway.
Yeah. So No. That's where people go wrong.
And then just
people assume I'm an expert in these things, but
I know. And this thing of especially people who come together, like you start living together after you get married. Oh my god, I think that's the biggest mistake.
I think I'd get divorced the following day. Very quickly. Sharp.
I know.
Hey. Imagine ile siyoko inaweza kugonga.
That's difficult.
No.
First is the pressure of, already that pressure of marriage, of making a lifetime commitment.
Till death do you part, you lied to each other.
So you're entering this shared space already with pressure of this has to work. There's no other way out. I don't know.
And then you start noticing these other person's weird nini to habits. And then it starts irritating you. You start getting angry. You don't even know why you're angry. And you already signed the papers. You're married.
I know. You're thinking there's no going back.
It's too much pressure, I think. And kudos to those people, Akina Remy, who are still married.
Homemakers, as I'm called.
Homemakers.
What is a homemaker? Yeah. I was recently told I am a homemaker.
Yes, Remy is a homemaker. On two different occasions. You take a hammer and you make your home this way.
What? And then I actually asked myself, what is a homemaker?
What does that mean, actually?
That's such a... It's a bad word. It's not a bad thing. But I feel someone uses it to... Like, not in a good way. Especially depending on the context.
But isn't it a home wrecker then is the one, the opposite? I mean, if you're not a homemaker, then you're a home wrecker.
No, a home wrecker is a woman who, or a man who goes to wreck someone's home. So a homemaker, it is you as the nini, as the woman, you're making this home. It's that Psalms 32 woman, or is it Proverbs?
Yeah, I am the sun,
that one
I'm
who wakes up before
woman.
The sun rises.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's that one. See, that's a homemaker.
But does the homemaker work alone, or are both
No, but it's your work. You as the homemaker, you're making the home. It's your job.
But how are you a homemaker? See, even me, then I'm a homemaker. I'm making mine.
Yeah, and even but no, you don't you're have a man. No, but if you don't have a man, you can't be a homemaker. See, a so home I can only be home. Made if there's a man. You have your home, but there's no man.
The equation there's no is not husband. Complete, Jade. The recipe is not full.
So a homemaker is, hard to use Google to see if this is calling you a bot, basically. A homemaker is one who manages a household, especially as a spouse or and parent.
So it does not include at those nannies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't but include single mothers and fathers.
You're managing a house in what way?
See, now homemaker's
like a housewife.
Yeah, like doing laundry, washing clothes, making sure your husband is fed spiritually and physically. Nining, so, taking care of the kids.
It's a housewife because here they have an example. Her father owned a wholesale lumber yard and her mother was a homemaker.
Like, this is more like a housewife.
A housewife, exactly.
So like you don't have any other job.
Yeah, and then her father owned a dry goods store. Her mother, Joanna, was a homemaker. So it is a home manager, house girl.
Okay.
Hey, but I'm not a housewife. Where?
So that's well, what I mean. Like you, you're a superwoman.
I super. That's what I was just gonna say.
Yeah, but you know you're doing two jobs. You should be paid for overtime.
No, wife what? Allowance.
Wife allowance.
Yes, I need allowance.
Did you guys see that thing of influencer had written like if she had asked like if people are getting girlfriend allowance.
Or wife allowance.
I'm thinking you're getting that because
because you're just a girlfriend.
You are.
Where we have
why
been
is
cheated.
This man getting allowance?
Jane, we have been shut on.
No. Is this person paying for my vagina or what?
No, they're not paying for your vagina, but you're just getting an allowance. The way like your parents give you an allowance, or the way they used to give us an allowance.
Man thinks that he's... There goes my relationship issues. Wacha nikae tu, I meet my soulmate who will be staying alone. He gives himself allowance, me
but
I give
he
myself.
He will still be giving you
because,
allowance,
yeah, okay,
Jane.
In a way, when they're giving you allowance, what do they expect back?
That's the thing.
Really nothing?
Yeah.
Because if I'm thinking parents, then you need to submit, like whatever they... Not
you're
submit
not submitting
you know, you're going
shit,
to eat
you guys.
Shit. No, not that, but there's a way you need... I think
to
there's
behave.
A level of submissiveness that then is expected.
Okay, then kana pesa yako.
There's something that is expected of you for this person to give you an allowance.
You no, but let like, me ask you guys on a bungo, Jamie. Wait, I have a question. So, a man cannot love you, like, and just give you money without expecting anything from you. Like, he's giving you this money, like, baby
can.
Girl, take care of your nails, and you know, here is 10,000 euros, your allowance for the next 2 weeks.
There's nothing
Monica,
wrong
that
with
one,
that.
Forget that one, you're not meeting.
Jesus,
those dreams are not
please,
valid.
Lord, Father, Lord. Anytime now, I need that allowance.
You see, Moni, if somebody is giving me that 10,000 euro to go make my nails, that's a gift. Okay? So that means that next week, I can decide to buy him candy as a gift. Like, there's no expectation. But you're giving me money every week. or mm-hmm. every month or every whatever, mm-hmm. like a salary or an allowance, I get my salary because I work. So you're giving me money because I am
your girlfriend or your wife.
So my job is, there's a job. I'm earning this
there's
money.
There's no job. They're just giving you this allowance for existing. They're appreciating you for because being in their life.
Please.
Because they love you. Me, I want this kind of love. You, if you're not manifesting it. See, nowadays we are being told to manifest. Me, I pray for my partner to be giving me this allowance. I will take it with open arms. Mimi, baby
partner,
girl.
Partner, I hope you're listening. I hope you're listening.
Me, I want this allowance, Jane, by the way. Me, I want partner. To be treated like the queen I am. I'm not
partner,
even here to suffer.
If you give this allowance, you had better sugar that thing every day.
He better. All we the will be both enjoying. Checky. So me, I'm enjoying double. I'm getting allowance and I'm getting the nini. I'm enjoying. Eh?
Hmm? A Hindi anyway. Anyway.
Okay, me what I'm thinking, I'm wondering, these women who were replying, were they also expecting this money? Because it's also another thing.
It sounded like they were.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because you see, also if you're expecting, then it doesn't come, it brings a conflict.
Ati kwanza hata the way, ati when they were girlfriends, they used to get an allowance. When they graduated to fiance, allowance. When they graduate to wife, allowance. When you give birth, allowance. I'm like, Allah, kwani yes, we have been living a lie. You I guys.
Know. And then
I'm thinking, probably these guys are compensating for something.
For something,
which
exactly.
One?
Usherati, fornication happening mm-hmm. out
let
there.
Let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Now, please, let me be the bearer of bad news. Whether you're being given allowance or not, you're being cheated on. Mm-hmm. You guys.
So you better be cheated on with allowance.
I think I have not reminded you this in like two weeks. Men will do what?
Embarrass you.
Yes. Shindani, mimi, unipay allowance and cheat on me. It's fine.
I am tired because I'm thinking, first, we are married. We are living together. You give me 500 euro. I'm still going to go and buy milk and we drink it together, jingai. So
no,
it's not
no,
like it's
my
money.
This is your own money. You're not going to buy milk. If you go to buy milk, that's your own stupidity.
Mm.
So
this
what am I doing with this 500
money?
Euro?
See, it's yours. You can do whatever you want with
put
it.
In your
go
savings,
get a massage. Yes. Or
whatever.
I don't know.
So
buy
that
a Gucci
means
bag.
At some point, I am planning to spend this money not on us. Mm.
No, on you. On yourself.
So I can decide to go and buy a shit big house, save this
whatever
money.
Whatever you want.
Go invest it in something and then leave you high and dry.
Mm-hmm.
Me nakwambia, any entrepreneurship, they should just give it a name. It's a people entrepreneurship. And
no,
yeah.
But me, I don't see anything wrong actually with someone giving me an allowance, but... Anyway, like disclaimer, don't be giving me this allowance expecting me to bow down to everything that you're saying.
That's the thing.
To be submissive. Because there are those ones who are created to be submissive and to do such things. But then there are some of us who don't even nini. That word and us can't fit in a box.
Not
so
in your vocabulary.
You just know what your nini. Just know what you're getting yourself into when you're giving us, some of us, this allowance. Okay? Mm. Yeah, me, I don't mind it. Please, I am manifesting it.
Well, I wouldn't mind it either, as long as you're not expecting anything from me.
Exactly. Don't expect anything, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Me, you give me
but
money.
There's an...
there's something you're
there's
expecting.
There's an element of... I don't know. When a guy gives something... And I think this is very, how can I not traditional, but backward way of thinking.
Mm.
But like they want to feel needed.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
And I think that thing of the man is the provider, you know, so you cannot, so to say, do without him.
But you guys, there's something you're forgetting. When these girls are being given these allowance, see, they are not working. They are working. They are earning their own money. So they are just sitting at home waiting for this man to provide for the house and the rent at Yangahu, and you're still getting your allowance, Hapana. These are women who are working. They're earning their own money. And on top of that, they're getting an allowance from their partners. So sasa, yeah,
but you see, this guy
decides, we fell into the wrong nini.
We have been cheated on. That's what I'm telling you guys. Cheated. You've been here dating people for free. For free. At the end, then someone tells you, let's go, I buy you a coffee. You feel like they are buying you the nini, the moon.
No, but that's the thing. You're dating people for free, which means that there is a price tag to your femininity. So what is it that you're selling? That's what I'm saying. This is entrepreneurship. They should just give it a name.
No,
it's not your vagina that you're selling, but there's something about you. Is it your personality? Is it your existence? There's something that you're selling here. So,
my existence. They're appreciating my existence.
Let's call it entrepreneurship. Let's call it what it is. You're making a profit out of existing.
Yes. And it's fine.
That is fine. If we call it exactly that, you say, me, I have two jobs. I go from seven to this time. This is my first job. And then my second job is because I exist. I get paid for existing and coexisting with this person. Because it's not just existing. It's existing and coexisting with this man.
Mm-hmm.
Monica, would you pay someone, a guy, an allowance?
Guy,
she showed us the middle finger. Why not?
Why? Me, I can exist on my own, by myself. Why am I paying anybody, son? An allowance? Hey, are you guys crazy? You're crazy, girl. You're crazy.
Guy?
Where?
I get off the bus.
Okay, the only man I can pay an allowance is my son. My baby boy. If I get a baby and it's a son, I will give you an allowance.
Mm-hmm.
Up to a certain age. After Usha Meandevu, is a story unasahau. We are not together. But no, I don't think I would. I'll give you, it's not that I can't give a man money. I will give money. You money. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. I will give you money. But an allowance. At you're expecting me to give to you for what? For existing. For making
but you,
my...
But you want to be given for existing.
Yeah, what? Because I'm
why
a baby girl. You're not a baby girl.
Hey, why the double standards? That's the thing I don't get.
They're not a baby girl.
They're a what? Ki baby boy.
A baby man. Baby man.
Senior. Umewaita senior.
Yeah, senior bachelor. Senior failure.
Exactly.
Senior failure.
Yes. No, but okay. Me, I'll appreciate a man. If you want me to appreciate you by giving you money, Nisawa, once in a while I'll give you money. It's not a problem. But at now, an allowance, so I get my mediocre mshande, and then you want me still to give you money?
You're earning good money.
Good
we're not
money.
Talking about mediocre mshande.
If I'm earning good money, it's fine. I can give you like €100, you know, to make you happy. Like go to the barber shop, you know, get your beard trimmed or you are to sideburns heavy. I don't know. Get your hair done.
If I give you
get
that
a manicure.
Money, Magai, if I give you that money, the things I will do to you.
Listen, yes. I'm only saying this because I love gifting people. Like gifting, I think it's my, I love gifting people naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm earning good money, it's not a problem. Like, why not? You're my man's. Akiwo, yeah, babe, I'll give you money. It's money you want. It's not a problem. But if you're a mean motherfucker, you're not getting a cent. No, they're just men who are mean.
So so why would you even be with that mean guy to start with?
I don't know. Hey. Anyway.
And you see, you're not Monica. Gifting this. I mean, if I want
maybe the
it's a barber shop, let's go to the barber, you get your hair cut. Like, that's my gift to you. You know, I'll pay for it. Like, no big deal. But me, I sit down like this and I put money on your side of the bed at once a week.
Why
when
not?
I come home, you had better be on that bed like this.
No. Akije, no. Why?
For the next 6 hours. When I turn like this, Bado.
Nakumbuka Bado haujamaliza hizo nyiro mia moja.
Amaliza.
Bado 100 minutes hazijaisha. So, alafu hapo ni 1 minute man. Woi.
Sasa, si unaona hapo, it can't work. You better help yourself.
There is always some expectations.
You need money for your money, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
No.
because this person will be mean to you or do something that annoys you, and then you'll be thinking, and I'm even giving you an allowance, or like,
That's being petty. Because I'm thinking, if you're doing something for someone, imagine you do it, kiroho safi, you do it and you forget about it, because I'm thinking, kwani now at every mistake you make, everything you make, I'll be reminding you, you know, I even gave you that 500 euros the other day. You are so ungrateful bastard. No.
But you see, that's what I fear. Really? That's what I fear from those allowance. No,
you guys are overthinking it. Because
this person doesn't even have to say that I give you money or you ungrateful this or this. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to say it, but he will show it to you. Like, if you don't toe the line, the one that he wants, for sure, he'll be thinking it. Like, I give you money, bish.
And you're not doing nothing. Yeah.
Toe the line.
Yeah. I don't mind being given money, but I don't know if I want it to be an something that I'm waiting for it. Hey, ati now it's when you normally pay it on the 5th, now it's 10th, you're late.
Once in a while, your man just comes and he gives you his card and he's like, baby girl, go spoil yourself. Go buy yourself whatever. Go buy yourself a chopper. Mm-hmm. To go kit up.
It's okay. It's
once in a while too. Look at Jane. She's already imagining what she will do.
You know, now when I'm thinking of it, I have actually received it was not allowance, but being given money.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first time it happened, I was like, I think Jane was coming to visit you.
I remember.
Remember, I think I even told you.
Oh, you got money. Yeah. That's so sweet.
Yeah, so me, I'm going to the train and I'm being dropped and he tells me, or he hands me, I think we're even still in the house. But he has some money for you to spend, like to add to my own spending money. And I was like, okay.
And that was
way early on. We're not even married yet.
You've not received it?
Wappy. Who asked
for it?
Okay, last summer, no, that one was gay. It was for the kids. When we were going,
remember, because the kids got some money and I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what daddies should do. You know, wababa. Mm-hmm. Like, now you see, this is wababa. Because I'm thinking, like, when your kids got the money, I was like, oh, that's so cute. You know, like, the way dads, like, when you're going somewhere, they're like, here, you could have pin pop, in your pin pop. Mm-hmm. That's so sweet. Got good memories. So I want a man to do that for me.
I should have insisted that allowance should be coming every time. Silly me.
I want some allowance money. Okay, then don't give me, but if I ever have kids, be giving our kids some allowance money. That's some nice shit. You know, like, nilipo ina dadi.
Really?
Me, I'm manifesting so much money. Right now, I am so manifesting that money for me.
Me too.
My own. Nobody's giving me money for existing.
Acha nikuambie. Mimi, acha nikikuwa trillionaire, I still want a man to give me money. Ebu tumalize.
Even when you're a millionaire.
Please give me money.
Haya.
If this is how you're going to show me you love me, it's fine.
You just say your love language is money.
Maybe not money, but her love language is probably gifts. You know, like you feel like you're appreciated once.
And thoughtful gifts, not just gifts at TCGU.
But you see, the money is a thoughtful gift, right?
Yeah, money is a thoughtful gift, but don't tell people at Yapa, our listeners, that she loves gifts so they think. Sijui, okay, any gift is appreciated. Please, we welcome all gifts.
Monica, uko na vikwazo, guy.
Wait, I know what I want, Remy. I know what I want.
It's a thought that counts, doesn't it?
You want me to tell our listeners what you gifted someone?
Please, let's not go there. Can we end?
Yes.
Hey, people, this was a very random conversation.
Jen is still thinking about money.
But I hope you enjoyed it. And on which side are you on? Let us know. Are you on the...
Hey, but you... wait. On the, do you know we have digressed?
Like, I know.
We have digressed like completely.
Anyway, yeah. So are you on the, what do you call it? Allowance receiving side or not?
Entrepreneurship.
Giving allowance.
Yeah.
Or entrepreneurship.
Are you also on the side of living together with your partner or separately?
Yeah.
Let us know.
That's really.
Let us know. Yeah.
And I think we really need to break those norms or stop making people feel that it can only be one way.
Yes.
Like, we are all different and we should be able to love and be loved how
exactly.
we like it and want it. Yeah,
there's no exactly. right to
it. Yeah. And remember to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Melanin Wave Podcasts. Like, share with your friends.
Subscribe, yes. share with your parents.
Yes.
You know, take your friends' phones and devices and, you know, subscribe. You know, subscribe with their devices. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd go doing. You guys don't do that.
Oh, God.
Even really? On Instagram. Like, I'm like, can I see your phone? Open Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then I, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sometimes people forget. So, be, yeah. So, yeah, do that.
Okay.
And thank you once right. again for, you know, coming weekly.
Yes. So, see you next week.
Yeah.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.